Yo, man, I'm about to carve my own eyes out with this spoon. Now, if you got a problem with this, or you're too young to see this, well, get the hell out of here. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Man, this is painful.
Oh yeah, and welcome back to BDORadio.com, and this is your host Budweiser, hosting show number 11, which has been recorded on August 4, year 2006. That's August 4, year 2006. So hello y'all people, how you doing? And you might be noticing now that I spoke about this in the shows I made in July, that I was going to increase the production a little for like the upcoming month. I did it for July, three shows came out actually. I wanted to do another show in the second half of July, but I actually didn't get around to that. And I consider this one of being like pretty much still part of July, even though we're already in August, because I'm probably going to be making other skits and other material to build two shows in August, excluding this one. So it's going to be basically 2 months in a row with three shows. I think that's a good idea to make up a little for Drug Ring 2167. And also in July, a big factor that forced us to release a show, a third one, was the departure of Nick Montoya. I had made show number 8 and number 9, and we basically jumped on number 10 because Mr. Montoya was leaving BDO Radio, was leaving Montreal, Canada, to go and work in British Columbia, which is basically at the other end of the country. So he has left us, and well, his show, his last show now is on the playlist. There's actually two BDORadio.com recorded shows co-hosted with Nick Montoya, and that would be show number 7 and number 10. And well, it's good to have his voice on the airwaves as a mark of his work at BDO Radio, and we have him on the playlist not only in talk segments, but also in several skits. And because Nick Montoya started off being more of a host than a guy who could do the comedy skits, he wasn't too much into that. And there's that one night where he participated in the making of two skits for the first CD of BDO Radio. And since then, I mean, he's been participating any way he can. But it's going to be interesting to see now from British Columbia what we can do with Nick Montoya over Skype. See if we can be as close as when he used to be in the studio hosting with us. But you know, that's it. I just wanted to give you a quick aftermath of that, you know, that reason why we had to, want it or not, we had to add that third show, because I had already made 8 and 9, and then it was like, well, now Nick's leaving, you bet I'm doing another show. I'm going to add one to the playlist, and that's exactly what I did. So, now, a few things that I just want to talk about, off the top of my head, literally. Let's go off the topic of BDO Radio and my shows and just talk about everything and nothing again. This summer in Montreal, so far, weather-wise, now we've had a lot of like this tropical-like temperatures. For you people in like the southern United States who think that we live in igloos in Canada and that we don't have like actual houses because we can freeze igloos year-round, and that it's always cold and that there's always snow in Canada, think again, okay? Canada is not the North Pole. We have a summer, just like... Why do you think New York State have a winter and a summer? Because they're only about 300 miles away from us. They have the same type of winter as we do. If you've ever been to New York State during a winter, you've seen what we see in Canada, okay? There's no difference, barely any. If you go to the extreme north where nobody lives there except Indians because they like making those igloos, but yeah, no, the extreme north is not very populated because it's just fucked up to go there because it's just too goddamn cold year round. But over here, like Montreal, we're on top of that, we're an island in the middle of a huge waterway called the St. Lawrence River. This river causes really weird weather, and this summer, I mean, it's not only been scalding fucking hot to the point where ACs are fucking blowing up left and right, but it's been tropical. I mean, it's been fucking humid, and every day or so, we get a storm with lightning and everything. And they've been getting stronger and stronger as the summer went. And this week, this is what's interesting. This week, I wanted to do a show. I was, like, thinking of recording this very show, show number 11. I was thinking of recording it on Tuesday. I had nothing, like, on my schedule. I could actually slack off all night. So I decided, you know, this is going to be a BDO night. And then my brother called me up. So about 9 p.m., I went to his place. Now, right before that, at about 8 p.m., because it was so hot, ridiculously hot, it was 93 degrees, imagine, in Montreal, Canada, it was 90 fucking 3 degrees, the Humidex temperature estimated was 117, it was like swimming in water out there, it was difficult to breathe, okay? Now, what happened is, that night, I knew there was going to be one hell of a fucking thunderstorm at the end of the day, because when it gets too hot like that, a weather system like ours will overload and cause a storm. And that's exactly what happened. I think I watched the damn storm form over my head, right over the city. I could see it off my balcony. I saw it appear. It didn't slide in, like it didn't come from anywhere else. It appeared in our sky and just unleashed havoc for about an hour and a half. And around 9:30, the storm was completely gone, and I was like, yes, good. With all this lightning that fell, we did not get a power failure. So I go to my brother's place, spend about an hour and a half there. I come back here, it's about 11. I sit down, I light up a cigarette. I had the time to, like, smoke. Speaking of a cigarette, how about it, you know? Anyways, so I sit down here, light a cigarette, and I had about the time to smoke the entire cigarette. And by the time it was like 11:15, power went out. I was sitting in front of the computer with CoolEdit Pro opened up in front. Now, what the hell is the deal? I did not get this. The power went out like 2 hours and a half after the fucking storm. Isn't it supposed to go out during the fucking storm? I was really, really fucking upset. And now I'm starting to actually... I'm the type of person who loves thunderstorms. Like, that particular one that happened on Tuesday was insane. It was... I don't know. It looked like someone was trying to electrocute something on ground. And the lightning was not like... hitting and leaving. It was like hitting, sweeping left, right, and then leaving. It was really a fucked up electrical storm. I mean, there was lightning, the heat lightning from cloud to cloud. There was like lightning hitting the ground and sweeping. It was really impressive, but I was pissed off later when I found out that the price of that, having that storm, was to lose power, and I think we lost it for the whole night, because I fell asleep waiting for the power to come back on. I fucking woke up at like 7 a.m. in a seated position on my couch. Really bad nights of sleep, and I didn't want to go to sleep with the power out. I needed to set my alarm, so I was like, wait till the power comes back so you can set your fucking alarm, and... Well, I fell asleep on the couch. At least I woke up real early because it was such an uncomfortable position to be in. But, yeah, that was a real bummer. And I'm keeping an eye on these now because there's been, like, three of them in the last 2 days that are really strong lightning-wise. I'm really hoping that, you know, I just hate having to reboot everything in here. Like, this server space is not easy to reset, you know? It's like just too much work, man. It's like I got only two computers to reboot, but each of them have little bitchy things about rebooting, and I have to just go through them. Like, one needs a keyboard. You can't ask the BIOS not to detect for a goddamn keyboard. I'm like, shit, you know? Anyway, so I have to, like, unplug a keyboard, bring it there, plug it in, because I don't need a keyboard on that box. All I gotta do is use a terminal window through VNC. I mean, it's just so easy that way. I don't need a fucking... because I use the machine, like, once every coming of the Halley Comet. But now when I fucking reboot my network, I gotta go there, fucking get a keyboard, plug it in, da-da-da. Just, I boot the machine. I plug in the keyboard, I boot the machine, I unplug the keyboard. It's just really that stupid. Anyways, all this because I'm down with one keyboard. I've had so many problems with the action that goes on in the studio. There are often accidents, such as beer spillages in the keyboards. And that's what happened. This one that I'm using now once, like, fell off a shelf and lost half its keys. But I can deal with it, but it really looks ghetto. All my keyboards are really fucked here. And This is why I tend to use a keyboard that works well. So I unplug this one, I go in the other room, I plug it in the computer, I press the power button, and I leave. I unplug the keyboard and I leave. Yeah, it makes it boot. Fucking stupid computers. Anyways, the only bitch from this is I'm not too cool when an appliance is shut down from an electrical storm problem. Most often a surge will cause the power failure and, you can have a surge protector. I mean, the power bars aren't too bad. But still, sometimes the surge is so strong that it goes right through the power bar and into your appliance, your computer, whatever. And I'm not too cool with that. I remember Marvin, the first computer that I had for BDO Radio, hosting everything just like Ambassador Kosh does today, our second computer. The first computer was, well, at its time, it was a fucking pioneer of speed. It was a dual Pentium 2 400 megahertz with 256 megs of RAM. It was pretty powerful, actually. It ran really well. And, in its last year, it just fucked up. And I remember it went, I don't know why it wound up this way, but it was plugged on a non-protected inlet, about power outlet, I mean. It was plugged on a non-protected power outlet, and dude, this thing crashed a few times due to electrical storms, and then never came back quite the same. It was all faulty, and eventually the video card started playing tricks on me, as well as the motherboard, so it was really getting like hell. Rebooting that box was like a cross your fingers and hope it boots, you know? It was really, well, bad, you know, and at some point I really got pissed off because the box was really being the most unreliable piece of crap it could, and I had to use this really slow computer to host everything on BDO Radio in the meantime. I was like, fuck, and this is where I decided, screw it, I'm getting a real server, I'm gonna go for another 5 years with a computer, and I once again put the big money in to get the big hardware, and I'm not talking like gaming hardware. Buying a $500 video card is fucking stupid, because in 3 months it's gonna be worth $100, you know what I mean? I don't do that shit. I buy basic hardware, but when it comes to the motherboard and the CPU and the RAM, this is where I go a little nuts, and the hard disks as well. I bought myself an Ultra 320 SCSI 73 gigabyte hard drive, along with a gig of RAM. I got a dual Xeon Pentium 4 2.8 gigahertz with hyper threading in this box. I mean, I went crazy, and it's a good move, because to this date, I mean, it's about 2 years and a half old now, I do not have any complaints about the speed of this machine. I still find it extremely rapid. Anyways, so halfway through its existence, I still am not asking for more. Yeah, I plan on having this box for a total of 5 years, if possible, and it will probably be sold. If I ever want to change boxes, it'll be sold, because if I ever change boxes, it will not be because of the fact that, you know, I'm unsatisfied with the speed or anything. It's going to be because of the fact that I want a faster computer suddenly, you know, that I'd like to be up to date in my hardware. I mean, I could keep the box and make it my router or make it something secondary, but it would be a waste. This box has to be used at its fullest, and, if I ever let it go and go for something stronger, somebody could make very great use out of this box, and it could be the equivalent of, like, a supercomputer to them. I mean, for what it's doing for BDO Radio, if you have this at home, it can do anything you want, and I mean anything. So, that's it. Now, people, a little note about today's show as I'm about to wrap up this talk segment. First off, so far I know that two skits are new and that our middle segment, excuse me, is new. The middle segment is a new thing called the VersaPipe. You're going to see what it's all about. And then we got two new skits so far. By the third talk segment, I'll probably be talking about another new skit, because I do plan on doing all new material in today's show. I've restored a whole lot of bong.dhs.org material in my past shows, my recent past shows. So I think I'm going to take a little break from that and come back to the new shit, because, A, it sounds so much better, and B, it's new, haha. So, Well, then, playing right after this very segment, you're going to be getting The Delusional Actor, a sort of sequel to The Delusional Artist. Very funny skit right there. And then the mid-skit, The Versapipe. And then after that, you're going to get a new skit, and I don't know what it is yet because it's not made. And then the last skit is called The Electro Trivia. That's quite a funny skit as well. All brand new funny stuff made in my new technique to make my self-made skits. So I hope you enjoy, people. And I'm done for this segment. Keep on listening to BDOradio.com, show number 11, recorded on August 4th, year 2006. See ya in the third segment.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, specifically for your listening enjoyment, a man running into the same wall over and over again.
Yes, Mr. Steinberg, I'm here for the audition.
Oh, yeah, right, you're my 2 o'clock for that movie. You're Baker, right?
Yeah, that's right, James Baker, last name Baker, exactly.
Oh, yeah, we've already interviewed over the phone, and you said you read my script. I'm really eager to see what you got.
Okay, that's no problem.
Well, just go ahead, then, and show me what you got.
All right, now, what I'm gonna do is, I'm going to project to you my ability to project the emotion of happiness, okay?
All right.
I'm so happy. I'm so, so happy. This is the best joy in my life. I'm so happy.
James,
I can't believe it.
James,
I am
can,
so
can you
happy.
Stop? Just stop, please.
What? There's something wrong with
you? Well, I thought you'd read the script. I wanted you to read the script. I mean, you did read the script,
well,
right? You did do
not
that.
But really, but... You know, forget the script. Really, it's not the script you have to look at, okay? Look at this. Look at this.
Okay, but show me.
I'm going to show you how I can portray anger.
Okay, but can you do it fast? I want to see some of that script.
Okay.
Gah! I'm not happy! I'm really, really mad! James, James, stop that.
But sir, please,
stop that.
Let me finish the audition. I had this whole portfolio of emotions.
I don't need that. I need the script.
Please, sir, please. I want to do is show you all the... Look, I'm going to simulate laughter.
I don't want you to do that. Okay. James, that doesn't even look real. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I'm going to have to ask you to leave, man.
Stop pushing me towards the door.
Come with me. Let's get out of here. I mean, I wanted you to read the script. I don't want you in here anymore.
No, I don't want you in here. No.
Leave.
I just want to see this.
I can do
pain. Pain.
Doesn't even look real.
Leave,
please.
Just the door is there.
Bye.
The following is a paid presentation for the Versapipe. The opinions and comments stated on this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of BDO Radio, simply because we think the opinions and comments are bullshit.
We make a revolution in the products you need. All our items are top sellers. And now we show you more. Please welcome your hosts, Gavin Baker and Todd Rock.
Welcome to the International Useless Gadget That You Wanna Buy show. I'm your host, Gavin Baker.
Yeah, man, and I'm Gavin's assistant, Todd Rock.
Why, hi, Todd.
Hi there, man.
Now, Todd, do you know what we're going to be selling to the audience today?
What? I kind of see something behind you. It looks like a crack pipe hooked up to a food processor.
Well, you're very close, Todd. Actually, what you're looking at is called the Versapipe. The Versapipe is a pipe that basically can take in anything you want and make it smokable.
Like, you mean like any herb or any, like, tobacco or something?
No. Not just any herb or any product that is smokable, but anything. You want to put vegetables and smoke them? Whoa. You've dreamed of smoking some unsmokable spices? You've dreamed of smoking beef for years in your pipe? Well, now you can.
Oh, man, makes me think, man, how about some couch fabric, man?
Well, it would be most unusual to do such a thing, but yes, you could, Todd.
Wow, man, it's like a magic super smoking machine.
Yes, Todd, you can smoke anything you want. This system makes it absolutely smokable. Check it out. We're gonna start. I'm just gonna show you. You could use this as a normal pipe. We're gonna put tobacco in here.
All right, man.
And then I'm basically gonna smoke from this pipe.
Yeah, wait. Okay. But that's
delicious tobacco through the VersaPipe.
Yeah, man, that's just tobacco. I mean,
yes, but now check it out.
Okay.
Let's get a little bit more dynamic. Now, let's take this tomato. Have you ever dreamed of trying to smoke a tomato?
No.
Well, now you can. Check it out, Todd.
All right. Wow, man. It's smoking the tomato. Wow. All right, man. That's kind of cool. Gavin, man, are you okay, man?
Yes, I'm okay. Ladies and gentlemen... That was quite a particular experience. My God, if the VersaPipe makes anything smokable. Todd, I heard before the show that you had something you would like to smoke one day.
Yeah, man, some fabric from my couch at home, man, from all the people that smoke crack there. There might be something left for me to get high on in there, man. So, like
some couch fabric.
Yeah, man.
Let's show how far the VersaPipe can go.
All right, man, let's try this. I press here, man, this thing?
Yeah, you press right there.
Thanks, man.
Wow, look at this, people.
This is disgusting, man.
No, that didn't seem horrendous. It can't be that bad, Todd. It looked really delicious.
You have no idea, man. This is bad shit. You want to try?
No, I'll pass, but man. Tell everyone it was really delicious.
No, I won't, because this was gross, man.
Well, that's... People, that's his lingo for delicious. Todd thought that was delicious. In fact, there are so many things that can be consumed in this thing. Look, I had ready before the show a pile of dirt.
You're crazy,
I'm going to be consuming a pile of dirt here and show you how far the VersaPipe can go.
All right, man. Look, he's crazy. He's smoking some soil, man. Don't be sick, dude, man. Are you gonna be okay, man? Man, I'd like to try something.
Okay,
I'd like to try something in that pipe, man.
I'm not gonna do that again, but that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What are you about to try, Todd?
I'd like to try some crack. I mean, salt rocks?
Yeah, salt, yeah. Right. Look at Todd right now hitting on his rock of salt. Look at this. Sometimes you'll just find the item to put in the VersaPipe and it'll get you totally out there. Just like if you were consuming illegal psychotropics. But it's something like salt here. Look how Todd is completely gone on the salt. Todd, how do you feel?
I can't hear you, man. It's ringing. The crack, I mean, salt was good, man.
Yes, the salt cracked you out. I understand that.
Yeah, the salt cracked me out, man. Yeah. A lot.
Yes. Okay, so now, people, get ready with those telephones and call that number on the bottom of your screen, because the VersaPipe has been produced in vast quantities and it's ready to be shipped to your place. And the quantities, as I hear right now, I'm getting an update from the producer, we're already all the way down to half our stock. So people, keep calling and getting this item, because it's going to be gone fast.
The processor on this unit may come loose by itself during the night, wander around, and kill little children. Please do not buy this item if you have a toothache. Processor compartment contains radioactive plutonium, and we do not guarantee the shielding is adequate. Death may occur from being in the vicinity of the VersaPipe.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Man, do you want to buy some crack, man?
Yo, who the fuck are you asking this, man? You better not be asking me.
Yeah, man, I wanna sell you just a little crack, man, if you need crack, you know? Cause, like, I need crack and I need to sell you crack so I can have crack.
Yo, what the fuck? Look at me, man, I'm a military official, bitch!
Man, I don't know what you guys do in there, but maybe you want crack?
Bitch, I'm in uniform and I'm holding a fucking machine gun! What the fuck is wrong with you?
So, like, you're gonna buy 10 bucks, 20, 30, 40?
Ah! Fucking bitch! Hi there, and welcome to the Pig Farmers Network. I'm your host and pig farmer, Tom Bushfield.
And I is the sidekick, Bobby Joe. I's also be a farmer.
Why, hello, Bobby Joe.
Well, hi there, Tom. I's really happy to be on the show.
Yes, well, welcome to my show, Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe's a new co-host, a man who also owns his own pig farm. Isn't that right, Bobby Joe?
Why, yes, Tom. I own my own pig farm and I love my pigs.
Now, me and Bobby Joe were discussing what we could be discussing with you, the audience, today in terms of pig care, preparation, and farming, and we came up with a very interesting aspect of having a pig farm. Bobby Joe, you want to fill them in on this? I'll give you the honors.
Well, thank you, Tom. Now, I has be took the decision today to be talking to you about pig slaughter fine.
All right. Now, Bobby Joe, from what I hear is that you really, really love your pigs.
Tom, you have no idea the love I bring to my pigs. I mean, these things are better in the sack than my old Sally Sue.
Yeah, okay. The thing is now, you actually have the most, the way you were telling me, you didn't tell me any specific ways you use, but I suspect you might be using lethal injections and so forth, but you are using basically the most humane ways to put your pigs to sleep, as you were telling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Tom. I use this axe, and as you can see, it's a little rusted and dull, but after a few hits, the pig really, well, stops living, and then you can eat him. We're gonna show
this. Excuse me, Bobby Joe, but I don't think we're allowed to do this on television. We do have a way to kill the pig, slaughter the pig with a blade, but I'm gonna have to go get that blade in my shed right there. So, in the meantime, explain to the audience your background in pig farming, and I'll just go and get that thing.
All right, Tom, well, I'll be taking care of this. I mean, for y'all people, while Tom goes and gets that blade, I'm going to show you another aspect of caring for your pig, and it's expressing your love for your pig. So check it out. I'm going to show you how this is done here. I'm going to show you. Come here, little pig. Come here. Come here. Daddy wants to show you love. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm back, and Bobby Joe, what the fuck are you doing? That's nasty. Stop doing that.
Oh my god,
I can't slaughter this pig anymore.
Why? I'm just showing my love.
I can't, because you were having sex with it.
I'm just showing my love.
You're having anal sex with a male pig. You think I'm gonna cut this up and serve it on some tables? I gotta keep it now. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this guy.
Why are you gonna keep it alive? I mean,
it's totally desiccated. You know what, Bobby Joe? You're fired. Get the hell out of here.
I think you need some love.
Get away from me.
Come here. I'm going to show you some love.
Oh, yeah, and welcome back to BDO Radio, and I'm your host, Budweiser. Show number 11, recorded August 4th, year 2006. That's a Friday. Actually, technically, actually. We are Saturday right now. It's 1 a.m. Well, it's almost 1 a.m. I'm actually getting lined up for a live show right after I record this segment and put together show number 11. So I'm probably going to be giving people a glimpse at show number 11 throughout my live show, and also introducing it right after. That's pretty good of a timing. Yeah, I did this joke on the website when I announced my live show. I put this weather map with like a possibility of live show front because I wasn't 100% sure. And sometimes this will happen, okay? We have a schedule at BDO Radio that we very well follow. I mean, I'd say it's 90% reliable, our schedule. However, sometimes I have to make changes to it, but this is rare. The one place where there is more change is the time slots where there's no show planned. Sometimes it'll happen that an affiliation or myself decide to go on the air at the last minute. And if we're 3 hours before, my policy still allows to send an email on the mailing list. But obviously not more than one per day. And lately it's not an enforced policy, but I'm keeping it at 3 per week. Not to abuse of people's wanting to stay in touch with us, you know. I'm not going to send you a message a day. That's too much already. I mean, I'd like to keep it to 2 to 3 a week, which is what I've been doing lately, not bothering too many people. Anyways, but this is one of these shows, actually, that I inserted and I'm going to be releasing show number 11 on. But it's pretty cool, though, that I start the first segment not knowing what the third skit is going to be. Well, actually, the third skit, you heard the third skit, the one that I didn't know what it was going to be. You just heard it, and it's the pig farmers.
And it's one hell of a bombshell. I mean, that one is just crazy. The whole new material throughout the entire show today, I think, adds a good dimension for the playlist, as this is going to be, well, part of the playlist from now on. It's a good dimension to have some new stuff and not have some restored bad quality audio, which I've been doing the last two shows, mind you. I mean, the material is so good that, you know, a lot of people managed to get right through the bad quality audio that's been restored and actually managed to enjoy the joke. But still, I am trying to push now development of new stuff. For at least one or two shows, there's going to be all new, and then I'm going to go back a little to bong.dhs.org re-releases, because I'm quite... Actually, I'm not quite done. I'm quite far from being done, actually. There are so many skits. I mean, classics. Ones that were hits before that I just cannot can and leave behind to dry, and no way. They're coming with me, and they're getting back on the radio. So that's it. So it's a Friday night recorded segment. Anyways, speaking of that front weather map that I did, and I was talking about weather in the first segment. Today, I almost had another scare, man. There's a storm coming in, and it's the wind that is the problem. It breaks tree branches and fucking breaks electricity cables. And I could see it from the office, from the roof of my building at the office. I can actually see a great view on, like, the weather systems coming in. And I could see when it's heading towards my place and my workplace, because I can almost see my place from the roof at work. It's really close. Anyways, and I knew there was a big storm coming in. The wind was starting to rise. I was like, ah, shit, man. I'm, like, recording shit tonight. I'm doing some live stuff maybe tonight. I don't want for the wind to cut my power out again. Yeah, but the only difference now is this time, all the electricity in the storm, the lightning caused one of my fuses to go out for the air conditioning again. Basically, it's they were too cheap when they built this building to use breakers. They use fuses. Those fucking old fuses that you screw in. God, those are sad. They're just... Why do they even exist? Who the fuck had the brilliant idea? Why didn't they just think of breakers first and never use fuses in the history of time? That's the same thing as wired and wireless. Everything should be wireless. We should have started off wireless. Fuck wires. Yeah, wires dangle, tangle, and fucking kill. I fucking hate wires. They're my worst fear. In a studio, I mean, if there's one thing I hate, is having to move around wires. And I'm quite careless at some point because I hate the wires so much. I don't want to organize them. I'm like, you organize yourselves, bitches. Yeah, anyways, I truly have this wild hatred for wires. And the funny part is that I'm not on wireless network. I don't have wireless microphones. Now finally I have a cordless phone. Finally. For the love of God, I was going to kill myself. There's a highway behind my place. All I had to do is set myself on fire to make sure I die and run onto the freeway when the largest truck was coming. And that was just taking care of me right there, you know. But, you know when you're talking on the phone and it's like you're on a leash. It's like, can you go to your computer? Hang on a second. Can you still hear me? Yeah, okay. I'm going to punch in now. God, I fucking hate corded phones. Yeah. Well, there's a bitch about cordless phones as well. Actually, I used to have a cordless, and I sort of gave it away because I got really, really fed up with the fact that, you know, I'm talking, and eventually the battery goes out on me. And I don't have another phone plugged in. I do not have other phone jacks. The other phone jack is broken. It was broken when I moved in here, and I didn't bother to get it repaired. So when the phone battery goes out, I can't use the phone anymore. It happened to me once. I was, like, talking to a chick and everything, and the phone died out on me. I was warning her, obviously, because the thing beeps a few times, so at least she knew. But I was so pissed off because she couldn't call me anymore because the phone was dead. And I couldn't call her, so I had to wait like 5 minutes for the phone to just charge enough so I could call her back and tell her that I'd have to wait an hour before I can talk again because the phone's out of battery completely. Anyways, that's just gay, man. That sucks. Anyways, so both have their pros and cons. We'll put it that way. Well, what I can do now is I have both phones on the desk. If ever I have an issue with the cordless, I can just plug in the corded phone. So I have a backup. I have backup action shiznit. You know what I'm saying? Down the street, yo. Oh, people. Now, I know that BDO Radio is not much of a music station. We're not even supposed to, like, be based on music. We're not at all, actually. There's a song that plays at the end of each show to sort of act as a separator. And then you got that last skit there that really is the cherry on top for the show, like the extra skit, if you want. And then the show ends. Now, I don't put a song to try to take BDO anywhere near the direction of, like, part talk, mostly music station. Not at all. What I'm trying to do is just, well, have that divider there and have a little variety, you know? It's like, you can listen to so much of our, like, speedy-voiced skits and so forth. Eventually, you need a break, and, well, I do it through music. But now, it's going to be even more interesting today, because what I'm going to play as a song is some pimp rap, yo. Yeah. Pimp rap. Now, I'm going to give you the story of the pimp rap, because I don't have this on any of my recorded shows. And even though some people have heard the story, not everyone has. And I'm going to tell it right now. Back in 2003 or 2002, I think it was 2003. Someone mentioned while in the chat room, they said to me, Bud, your show is pimp. So I started doing this voice there and this whole joke that, you know, we had a pimping division and we had low-priced hoes. And, yo, man, we got some low-priced hoes at the BDO pimping division. It's like a network of pimps and we worldwide, bitch. You know, we pimps of the year. Anyways, and it was a big joke. So started with the pimp of the year award and everything. And we're making big fun of all that stuff. And I was like, by July 13, yo, we will be pimps of the year. Now, some people actually started calling me wigger and shit, and I don't even listen to hip-hop, okay? I don't like hip-hop. I do not have any of the hip-hop culture in me. I like to, make a comical personification of it. Yes, I do, but I'm no wigger. Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no wigger, motherfucker! You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so that was the whole joke, and I was like, you know, then when the summer arrived, obviously, I declared that we were pimps of the year. And eventually, I had a beat on my computer that my friend Fritz the Cat was downloading to freestyle at my place. And I took this beat and put it on the multitrack in Cool Edit, and I tried singing a song that was called Shave That Pussy, and it was supposed to be pimp rap. Stupid-ass lyrics, like shit that was written in 5 minutes that is just ridiculously stupid to the point where you have to laugh. At the same time, I wanted the rap to sound decent. I didn't want it to sound like, you know, really bad singing and really bad music and really bad timing. I wanted it to be decent in some way. And what I did is I made that song, and I had basically a first version, and later on I made it into a second version that sounded even more decent because my audio editing techniques got a little better for voice and everything. And I went on to making, like, as I was getting better at the same time, so these songs were getting better sounding all the time, I made, in chronological order, I believe it was Shave That Pussy, then it was All the Hoes of Fucking Cattle, and then a remake of All the Hoes of Fucking Cattle, and then I made Ain't No Ho Gonna Suck No Dick, then I made We're Pimps of the Year, and then I made Gimme All My Dough. I believe that's the order it goes in. I hope I'm not forgetting one, but yeah. Anyways, I did quite a few of these pimp rap songs, and well, I'm going to be playing one today. And surprisingly, some people will think that I'm going to be playing Gimme All My Dough because it's one, the most decent sounding one, I'll even admit. But no, I'm going to be playing We're Pimps of the Year after the show, because that was the big joke, actually. I'm surprised that was not the first one I did. It actually ended up being the third, I believe. And then I did Ain't No Ho. That's it. It's Shave That Pussy, and then I did All the Hoes of Fucking Cattle. Then I did We're Pimps of the Year. Then I did Ain't No Ho, Gonna Suck No Dicks. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Yeah, it's just, that song is ridiculous. It's a fucking joke. It's really hilarious. But We're Pimps of the Year is also quite funny and a little more tasteful in terms of its lyrics. The other lyrics get violent and shit. And well, I probably will play the other songs though. But We're Pimps of the Year is like the cleaner, funnier one. But the other ones are funny as hell because they're just dumb. They go too far, you know. Anyways, yeah, that's the BDO radio way for anything. The pimp rap, the comedy, everything is done the same way. We just exaggerate. And well, the pimp rap is definitely a great example of total exaggeration. Anyways, so yeah, you got the story of the pimp rap right there. It actually entailed a whole lot of shit. It actually made me start to try to do my own themes with, like, my own voice and everything using beats that I could find. And I had basically that fuck you theme. I had fuck Charlie as well, which was for the hurricane in Florida. I also did the intro for BDO USA. That sounds pretty goddamn good. Actually, I'm jealous of that one. I'll be honest with you. I wish I had done that one for myself. The BDO USA. BDO USA. It's really good. I mean, it sounds totally pro. I just totally nailed that one, like, dead. I don't know why it came out so great, but it just came out fucking so great. Yeah. There you go. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so show number 11 winds on towards its end for me. But you're going to get that song, We're Pimps of the Year, which is worth listening to because it's original BDO-produced material, and it's quite hilarious. And after that, you're going to be getting the final skit of today's show, and that one's called Electro Trivia. Very funny skit. Yes, another one of my personal creations brought to you, courtesy of BDO Radio. Anyways, and I'd like to remind you people, now for the live shows, there's something really important you have to do. First off, you have to subscribe to the mailing list to get your live show schedules, okay? If you keep missing the live shows, it's just because you have never glanced at the schedule. If the schedule times do not match for you, you have to be on the mailing list because there are other shows that are not scheduled that appear at the last minute, you know, during nights. And then we do shows, and, well, there should be people listening, and you should be on the mailing list. And we should be able, 3 hours ahead of time, to send a mailing list message. And in case you're around and you catch the message, you'll know we're on live and you have time to listen. Yay, everybody's happy, you know? To do that, you type in your web browser, bdoradio.com. You enter the website. Once you're in, on the menu to your left, you click mailing list. And then on that page, you type in your email address, hit the button, and then confirm your email address to make sure you're very well subscribed. And you're going to be listed in the BDO Radio mailing list. And these emails, by the way, are kept totally confidential. We've never, ever had a leak. I don't think one address has ever leaked to anybody out there at all. It just can't happen. Anyways, so just to know that your email's safe with us, okay? We don't display it anywhere. That's just stupid. Websites that, without telling you, just end up displaying your email address, and then you get spammed the fuck. Your brains are just, like, spammed to death, you know? Anyways, we don't do that shit. Just wanted to mention. And don't forget the BDO notifier, bdoradio.com/notifier, an application that I wrote myself. Now, it's a totally clean app. For you people who think there's some funny shit in that app, there is nothing funny about that app. It is a totally clean app that verifies our site to see if we're on live. The second it detects that we're on live, it fires off a not unlike MSN Messenger notification on your desktop about the live show. And all you gotta do is click on the buttons on that notification to either listen, watch, or chat right away. You just click on those and bang, you're going there, you know? So, that's it for me in show number 11. Enjoy We're Pimps of the Year, and I shall see you possibly on a live show or on a recorded show later on.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Hi there, and welcome to today's cooking show. And oh, look at this. Looks like the previous people to use the studio left some custard on the table. Let's check this out.
Frank, the last people to use the studio were shooting a kitchen porno scene. That's not custard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to...
Some fucked up shit, man.
Hi there, and
And welcome to Electro Trivia, the only game show taped in a real nut house with real mentally ill contestants. I'm your host, Bob Ott.
And I'm your co-host.
Wait your turn, and you're not the co-host, you're a contestant. Speaking of contestants, let's introduce these guys. Contestant number one is Jim Wack, and he's basically been a resident of this ward for about, Jim...
Many years. Lots.
Okay, Jim. Now, next to Jim, we have Bud Da, who has also been a resident for a while. 12 years, precisely.
Man, I'm also your co-host.
No, you're not, Bud. And next to Bud, we have Har Toe. Hello, Har.
Man, hi, man. Ask a question, man. Let's go, man. Come on, man. Let's get to
this,
man.
We'll get
shoot,
to that
shoot.
Right away,
well,
Har.
But shoot,
now,
shoot, ask one now, man. Come on, man. Come on, shoot
calm
one right
down,
now.
Calm down, Har.
True. The answer is true.
Now, listen, but, Har, if you
I,
don't calm down,
but I got
I'm going
the answer
to have
right.
to...
I got the answer right.
Listen, Har, I'm sorry to have done that, but you've got to stay in line and wait for me to ask the questions. Now, let's get to some questions. Question number one. What is the capital of the United States?
I know this.
Yes, Jim?
Three.
Could you define what you mean by three?
Well, the answer is three. The number three.
Yeah, well, look, this is not a multiple choice question. You actually have to state the answer.
But it's right. I know it's right. Three.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm going to have to say that that's a bad answer, Jim.
No, but,
and, because you got the answer wrong, I'm going to have to press this button, which will fry your brain for a non-lethal period of time. All right. Well, now that Jim got the juice, let's go on with our next question. In which season do we see snow? In which season do we see
I know
snow?
I know this one.
Yes, Jim.
80. The answer is 80.
80. 80 what?
Dollars.
Dollars.
Yes, $80. The price is $80.
Listen, Jim, you're not on Prize is Right here. You're on Electro Trivia. Try to answer the question.
$80. I tell you, it's right.
Jim, I'm afraid I'm going to have to...
The answer is...
There we go. Now, let's move on with our next question. We don't have many points today, do we? Let's get on with this one. What is the fourth letter of the alphabet?
I know that.
The
I know
fourth
the
letter of the... Yes,
I know
Jim.
The answer is two.
Jim, I'm asking for a letter, not a number.
But it's two. It's, wait, mister, can I take a lifeline? I'd like to use a lifeline.
This is Electro Trivia. We don't have lifelines on Electro Trivia.
But it's always allowed. Come on. It's Dad Jelly.
All right. Now, next question. And could someone else than Jim please answer this one? At what altitude, averagely... there are many answers to this that will be accepted, but at what general altitude does a commercial jetliner cruise at? At what altitude does a commercial jetliner cruise at?
I know
at?
The
yes.
answer.
Har.
Man, 9 trillion feet, man. 9 trillion, man.
No, I'm afraid the answer is 37,000 feet.
No,
well,
man.
It would have been good anywhere between 30 to 37,000
no,
feet.
Man,
I really
that's
apologize
wrong.
There,
no,
Har.
Man, you guys are cheating, man. That's, like, not right, man.
No,
you
Har,
know?
Har, settle down,
come
okay?
On,
you
man.
Got the answer
it's,
wrong.
But you guys are cheating, wait, man. It's like, my answer
we're
was good.
We're not cheating, okay? I'm gonna have
to... Come on, man. You're not playing fair. Man, don't do that again. I'm gonna come over there and... Man, you wanna get it on, man? I'm gonna... Man,
okay,
I'm gonna
listen,
kill you,
security.
Man.
Gonna... Har is not getting man, the message.
Me
security,
go.
Come on.
Man,
thank
man.
You.
Let me go.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to go to commercial now and come back with the rest of Electro Trivia.